Mildred.
Inez.
Yes. I-N-E-Z?
I-N-E-Z, yes.
Okay. Where did you live before this?
In Newhall, California.
When and where were you born? You don't have to say where if you don't want to. I mean, when, whatever.
I was born in Antioch, Illinois in 1925, but my family came to California in 26.
Where is Antioch?
It's in the northern, northeast corner practically of Illinois. It's just across the border from Wisconsin, and it's west of Waukegan.
Okay. Near Elgin, sort of? No.
No, Elgin is south.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you born in your house?
I was born in a house in Antioch, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Has your family lived in this country for many generations?
Yes.
How many back?
Well, the first family came in 1631.
From?
England.
England.
Mm-hmm. I have other families that came later from Poland and Germany, but all my father's family are English.
And what was your maiden name?
No.
Do you know where in England?
Yes, he was from Norfolk.
Oh, I know where that is. Okay. Your mother's maiden name? And that's German?
That's Bavarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
And your father's name?
My father's name was William Allen.
Okay. And what did he do for a living?
Well, he was part owner of an ice and coal storage house in Newhall. And he ran the trucks. He had three trucks. He hired people to drive the other two, and he drove one. And they delivered ice from Newhall almost to the Grapevine, up to Sandburgs on the old Ridge Route, out almost to Acton in Soledad, Mint Canyon, that area, mm-hmm. over to Val Verde, and as far down south as the bridge at San Fernando Road and 99.
Oh, that's a big route.
Well, when they found out that there was no ice company between Van Nuys and Bakersfield, they decided it might be a good place to put an ice and coal storage house. And it turned out to be a good thing.
And this was commercial or
yes.
residential ice?
Well, they delivered residential too.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they delivered, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, some of the restaurants would have storage boxes that would take 150 pounds, 300 pounds, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you make ice, you make it in a 300-pound block.
So you need those tongs and everything, don't you? Wow. My mother's uncles and grandfather delivered ice in wagons, horse-drawn wagons in Chicago, and the horses knew the route and just went around. So, but this wasn't wagons. It was trucks.
Well, this was earlier.
Yeah. And a person could make ice then, at least, because of course way back when you had to float it down or